up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior.
And DJ Lala.
And Jasmine.
And Jasmine. We are in the building tonight, live together, simulcasting. And we just came back from the West Indian Carnival here in Dirty Jersey, Jersey City. So wagwan, what happened, ladies?
Oh, my goodness. It was so, did you enjoy it? I enjoyed it.
It was short.
It wasn't the Brooklyn Labor Day. Yeah, that's true.
So three Brooklyn girls sitting on the bed in Jersey City.
Burnside. But it was all right. It was good.
It was all right, yeah. Yeah. See, they represented every single island and Africa. I mean, and that shit was beautiful, and yeah. It was nice. But the only thing that put me off is there was a white guy sitting on a chair.
Did you see that?
The old white guy, he had his fingers in his head. I'm like, maybe he's trying to protect his already fucked up hearing. I'm not even sure. What's this thing, DJ Mama? What did you say?
Oh, what the hell he was doing? Maybe he just wanted to be with the crowd and see what was going on.
Yeah.
But I saw we saw a lot of old white couples.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said they weren't scared. They weren't scared. They was in the mix. It was just.
You should see them over there. Like when I go to the booking room, I like to see the judges there, which is close to Park Slope, right? So white people out there like crying, whining. But you have to understand there are white Westerners.
That's true.
Yeah. My grandfather has one hair. And my grandfather. Oh, you didn't like that? That was the Dominican Republic. No. That scared the shit out of me, man. It was like so y'all saw that on the Guru's Facebook account, because actually one of the guys saw my granddaughter Flint.
Okay.
And she was like, my mommy. So he grabbed her because he had like a devil costume on. Y'all check out Guru's Instagram and you will see it. He took my granddaughter by the hand and he danced it. You know, just to say, don't worry, it's okay. Yeah. See, the whip is to scare away the evil demons. See, we island people, all we do is scare away evil demons. Y'all were there earlier than me. Did you see a bunch of Trinidadians throwing around baby powder?
No, we didn't catch that.
Okay. Well, there is a tradition in my mother's country, Trinidad, where they throw, it's usually during the fall, and they call it a mud bath. They smother themselves in mud and throw around baby powder.
Hmm.
And this is to wash away the evil spirits.
Okay.
And they throw salt in the woods. Man, don't fuck around, man. This is like, you have to understand. West Indians are from so many different countries. Africa and so many different countries in Africa. And then some of them were original natives to land.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, though. So many different types of, it's just, it's beautiful. My sister was married to a Trinidadian, and man, they party, woo! They come out the pots, they get the spoons, and they hit the pots, and they get everything in the kitchen, whatever they can use, and they used to party and cook. I used to love that. That's okay. No problem.
All right, so let's see what else. She'll pick up, she full, you know, passy on this one, miss.
Let me get your input.
Right.
Okay, so what are some tips, since you're married, right? What are some tips on keeping a healthy marriage and keeping your husband interested?
Argument at costumes. Costumes. You have to like act. You have to play a different role, you know? Like sometimes I'm the post lady. You know, maybe I'm delivering Amazon.
The maid, or you know.
Handcuffs. They like, ew, we laying on the bed.
I'm with it.
You with it. You feel the love in this motherfucker right here.
So we know sexually, we know what to do. What about when it comes to, are you a good communicator?
No. Apparently, according to my husband, I'm not. I just think he needs a new pair of glasses, but according to my husband, I am not. And because of the way I speak, he does not understand me half of the time. And when I get very angry, my patois accent just... I see you made me so mad when I drain your face and put it in the backyard and bury it like born. And he's like, what? I said, nothing, I'm just angry.
So maybe he's gonna communicate.
Yes, he's very good because he understands how to calm me the fuck down. He does that. He's like, listen, babe, it's not that bad. This is what we have to do. But he will bite back sometimes. If I bite real hard, he will bite back. Especially if I'm biting him because somebody bit me over there. So you see, this is the thing a lot of people don't get about relationships. Is you don't bring what bit you outside into your house. See, if a dog bites you outside, you don't bite the person that didn't bite you because that causes issues. But my husband does know three things because he was raised by, well, he's one of seven and most of them were girls. As soon as I saw him put that toilet seat down, girl, I was like, yeah, I'll marry you. Fellas, you hear this? There's nothing worse than falling in a tub of water that you didn't put your ass crack on. Okay? So I have never had that in the past 20 years. Okay. Yes. Yes, because I'm a wild child. I can't stay still.
It's gonna be just as wild, you know what I mean? You feel me? It's, yeah, you balance each other out. Yep, that's good.
Yin and yang, okay? Yin is the male form. Yang, wait, I'm sorry. Yin is female, yang is male. Yang, you know, for the yang. I'm trying to make Jasmine laugh, and she's sitting here with big ass sunglasses, like, fuck you, guru. It's all good.
I'm just thinking.
Thank you.
What's your take? How do you feel like when it comes to relationships? What men need to do in order to maintain?
See, what women need to do is stop trying to say, I can fix this. It's just one little flaw. I can fix this. No, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. If you love somebody that much, then you'll accept the thing that you want to fix. If you can't fix, you're not there to fix. You are there to give and to receive. Ugh, even the bad stuff, man. Shit gets grimy.
Yeah, it does.
It gets grimy. Like you wanna, I would have these like Family Guy type fantasies about, you know, killing my husband. putting pillows over his head as he sleeps, you know, talking about leaving the gas on. No, but it wasn't over. Because if it was over, I would have did that shit. Like I threw the first one down 10 flights of stairs.
Oh, this is not the first one that you had these thoughts. Oh my damn.
But it's 20 years, honey. Okay? I love him to death. He is my ride or die. It's not. It goes like this. It does. And you watch it. Why be scared?
Scared to be get married.
Yeah, break up.
Yeah.
No, I just told him to go away for a little while. Yeah. He said, I need space. I said, call fucking NASA. Go there to your room. That's how I get two rooms.
So I'm just scared of marriage. I'm scared that maybe, you know, he might get bored.
Well, then you bring him presents.
Bring him presents. That's what we do.
Yes. Yes.
That's a long time.
That's what I thought. Please. I was just like, you know, hoppity hop. I was all over the country, all over the world. I did what I wanted. I went where I wanted to go. I left my house at 17. And at 30, he came and said, okay, come on, it's time to stop. That's it.
Can you please tell your story of how you and your husband met?
Well, my mom, she died from lupus. She was 50 years old. I was 30. Very young. I had been through a hell of a lot. My mother was yelling at me, calling me a bum magnet. And she said, when I get out the hospital, I need you to bake a baked ziti so we can eat together. I haven't done that in a long time. You cannot be Jamaican or West Indian and not know how to cook. So you know that shit was delicious. And it sat in the refrigerator for a day. So it was like all the spices had settled in just nice. And somehow in my heart, I felt like my mother died. I had to go to work and bartend. And so I went to bartend. And then after a while, I was like, fuck it, I can't do it no more. I sat down. My girl came in early. And I just kept getting drunk. And in walks this man. And he hands me a soda. And he says, if you don't mind, I'd like to escort you home. I think you're drunk. Now, mind you, this guy saw my picture from a taxi driver out of when he was headed home from Newark. And this guy told him a story about me, what a wonderful person I was and everything like that. I forgot to tell you, I was on the news complaining about the fucking apartment I was living in. I was on Channel 4, Channel 7. I think I was on a New Jersey channel as well, complaining about hot water and being stuck in the elevator for 10 hours. Yeah. So my face was plastered everywhere. He said, I saw you three times. He said, I saw you on TV. That guy showed me a picture of you. And then he saw me bartending. And I didn't even notice when he came in the first time, left me a $100 tip and just jetted. Didn't even talk. He's a very shy guy, but he looks dangerous. Like he will fuck a motherfucker up. People are scared of him. I was scared. I was like, holy shit, look at this guy. Right. And so I just was like, my girlfriend said, he's a nice guy. He's been looking for you for 2 weeks, girl. I was like, okay. So I went home and something in my head said, give him some food. He was nice enough to walk you home, you know, that good old Jamaican hospitality. So I was like, I just made this yesterday, but like I said, my mom died, so I'm a little depressed. He said, that's all right. So I warmed it up, and he ate it, and he looked at me, and he's like, you know, if you're not busy for the rest of your life, you want to hang out, maybe get married? I was like, okay. But then I had to lay some rules down. Like, you know, I had to seem like I was big and bad. Like, okay, I'm a bitch. I don't look like this without makeup on. I can be very mean, quite selfish. And I yell. He said, okay. And I said, oh, and I have two children. He said, okay. And he was a single father. He said, okay, but you didn't answer the question. Do you want to get married? I was like, and he looked at me in my eyes, and he just, something in my heart said, duk, 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 duk. And I said, okay. And that's it. 20 years later, here we are. You know what I find hard? Being disabled and having seizures and falling on the ground and having my husband have to pick me up off the ground. And sometimes he has to help me, babe, because I can't move. You got me on a good day. You know, most of the times I'm in my pajamas, chilling. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's fun.
But you want to say, it's not hard to find. Y'all just looking in the wrong direction. Yeah. You know, you have to look within yourself. Mm-hmm. Love yourself first. And then once you exude love, love will just come to you. Either that, or somebody has to die and be up there praying for your ass.
Well, that makes sense. Yes.
I mean, it'd be like morbid.
No, that's true. You know?
My mother was serious with God. She did not play around. God was everywhere. You know, she was Catholic. I got thrown out of the Catholic Church.
What?
Yeah. Because they don't like anybody who's too questionative of their authority.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I got thrown out of Our Lady Victory Catholic Church.
Girl.
In Brooklyn. It was like, I said like this. I said, why do I have to go to a guy to ask God to forgive me when you keep telling me just to pray?
Mm-hmm. True.
That's what I thought. But my mother did not think that, because you got to go to confession and tell this guy, and then this guy will give you 10 Hail Marys and all this other stuff to say Our Fathers, and you have to say it like 10 and 9 times, like chanting, right? And then the priest says to you, after you do all that, then you'll be forgiven. I'm like, but how do you know that?
That would have been my question.
Well, my mother beat me all around Brooklyn twice, and sometimes she would just beat me just because she knew that I did something or I was going to do something. So it was before that beating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never get one of those. Like, I know you did something, so I'm just going to hit you anyway.
Well, my father's, my biological father, his side of the family, they've always been Baptist, been Christian. Mm-hmm. So I used to have my questions because my mom, being that she's mixed, yeah. Okay, she was born in Vietnam. So they're Buddhist. But yeah. When she came here, you know, she's the one who taught me about God, and she prays to God. And that side of the family, they were very two-faced. And they were just all over the place. And I questioned that. I'm like, okay, you go to church 7 days a week, but you treated my mom like shit. I said, so how can you call yourself, you know, yes, you have your walk with God, you have your relationship, but how can you call yourself being a Christian and you treat people like crap?
See, I'll tell you why. Because the only person that has to answer that question is that person who's doing that thing. So you just tell them this. That's between you and your almighty. Mine's over there in the corner clapping. I don't know what yours is doing. He probably at the liquor store down the street from the church, right? That's what I thought about when I first went through Newark. Yeah. It would be a bar and a liquor store and then a church. A bar, a liquor store, mm-hmm. and a church. And it's like that in almost every neighborhood with the African Americans. Yeah. We got to stop that.
Said, we were talking about that the other day. Any hood that you go into, it's always a Popeyes, a liquor store, and then it's a church and a laundromat. It's like, okay, you gotta say to yourself, like, I don't know. It's we could talk about this for hours.
Yes, but guess what this place is going through though? Is it Saturday? Yes, Saturday. Okay, so you were in the downtown Jersey City area. Did you happen to notice our Brooklyn type atmosphere?
Yes, I did.
Because they walk around only on Saturdays.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
That's what's happening over here. That's why I live in a place like that.
Thanks.
But still, you know, people are selling their houses for cash, and then they only give them half the cash. And then they dick them in the other half of the deal. A lot of people been complaining about that. Yeah, man, I dig into everything. I just love books and research, and I want to know what's going on in my place.
So, you got to do your research. And as a people, we just have to. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you know, well, I'm not that educated. I'm not that smart. I haven't gone to school. You don't have to. Do your research. do your research on everything. You have to be inquisitive. You have to just do your research and just find out about everything. It don't cost nothing. And I hate people who don't read books. You still have to read books. You can't just, you know, I don't know. Exactly.
No.
On the internet.
No, we can't do that.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, I talk to a lot of people and they, a lot of them are insecure because they never went to college. They feel like they're not going to, you know, get these jobs or they're not going to get anywhere because they don't have, they have very little resources. And I'm like, listen, look at Diddy. Look at some of these celebrities who they stopped going to college. Not that I'm saying that you shouldn't go to college. Yeah. You do whatever it's, you know, you need to do to, you know, that's best for you. But I'm just saying, you just got to, you know, you gotta do your research. Yeah, you gotta do your research.
Yeah, and you gotta meet people. Like, you must network. That's one of the most important things. And me and DJ Lala, we networked. And now we're sitting here chilling, having the greatest conversation. But ladies and gentlemen, it's 21 minutes. Holy shit, DJ Lala. Jazz, do you have anything that you want to say? Do you have questions? You gotta. She wants to take a nap. Yeah, let's look. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's a Sabbath, girl. Overthinking. Let's talk about overthinking. What happens when you overthink? Like, you be in your head so much that your brain hurt, right?
We can't let things have power over us, like situations, relationships. We just, no, we got to get deep into, you know, our soul, and we just got to make sure that we take care of ourselves, because exactly. It is hard.
You just be overwhelmed with all these thoughts and everything.
Yeah, but you're sitting in the room overwhelmed and you're surrounded by two very positive sisters.
Nah, but when you're by yourself.
But you're never by yourself. You got the almighty looking at you going, hey, you're surrounded by all your relatives and your family. They cheering you on. You just can't hear them just because it's not there. Just because you can't see it, don't mean it's not there.
And you know what, too? I know how it is sometimes when you, you know, when you're in love and then you're going through a lot of situations and stuff like that. But you, like she said earlier, like Guru said earlier, you can't, sometimes you just can't change people. They got to want to change. You know, sometimes people got to grow up or it's never going to work.
Yeah. Trust me, dudes don't grow up as much as women do.
They just plain dumb.
Oh my God. Like, yo, roof, roof, you want some Alpo? Oh my God. I have to tell these young boys who be whistling at me on the street. I'm like, look, I don't babysit children.
True.
Anyway, me, Lala, and Jazz, we about to hit out. And let's see your final positive uplifting thought, inspiration for your Saturday, which is basically the Sabbath to some people. Let's see, what is the inspiration? DJ Lala?
I would say make yourself a priority, because a lot of times as women, we always put our, we're supposed to put our families and our men. We make them first, but we need to make ourselves first, too. Yes. We need to make ourselves a priority as well as everything else in our life. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Love yourself first so that you can receive the love that you exude. Right? There you go.
We wasted too much time.
Being mad at stupid shit like the dumbass in front of you driving slow. Give yourself a break, sister. You lose too much hair for that shit, man. Fuck that. Be happy. It's easier to smile than it is to frown. It takes more muscles and it fucks up your face and makes you old. That's why Guru looks so young, y'all. I'm always smiling.
See, we're all different kind of browns, and we're just so beautiful.
Yes, brown is beautiful. Definitely. Go.
This lady this lady used to work with, she was a Caucasian lady, and she used to always, girl, she would be like, what are you using your skin? I said, on my face. I said, moisturizer? I said, I don't know what to say. I said, it's just my skin. She was like, because my white people, she's white. She said, white people's skin gets so wrinkly. And it's just, I said, well, it's just, you know, I was born with this.
No, it's just that they allow their children to wear makeup at the age of 12. And when I was a child, my mother said, you ain't putting no shit on your face at least until you're 20.
Makeup and heels at 10 years old? No. No.
No, not even lip gloss, not nail polish. So I said, bye, Ma. 17 hours out. I said, I got my makeup. I am out of here. Peace. It's your girl, the Guru.
DJ Lala.
Jasmine.
We out of here. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.